Y'all spent a lot in December. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Sales in retail and food services rose 0.6% in December. They rose 5.6% from December of the previous year. Let's talk about what that means with Susan Schmidt, head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board. Hi, Susan.
Good morning.
So 5.6% year-over-year increase in retail sales, it's higher than expected. It's also higher than inflation. So it's not just that we spent more, we actually bought more.
We did actually buy more. And remember, the American consumer has stayed very strong throughout this. That's one of the reasons the Fed should still be concerned about where we are with inflation. Retail sales were higher than expected. Consumers were out spending. Remember that the more we spend means that there's more demand, and more demand means that the prices of things go up.
So do you think this number means that the fight against inflation is not as over as many people thought it might be?
Investors are certainly going to interpret it that way. In December, the Fed came out with their announcement, and the investors took that to mean that interest rates would start being lowered at some point in 2024. I think investors were overly optimistic in December, hoping those interest rates would begin as early as the spring of 24. This data is very different. It shows that there's still a lot of strength in the buying base of the consumer, and that means that the inflation battle isn't over yet. These higher prices are what is concerning the Fed, and they want to see that settle down and not have such aggressive growth year over year.
Susan Schmidt, head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board, thank you so much.
Thank you.
2023 was the first year since the pandemic that the world's second largest economy, that would be China's, largely did not have any COVID restrictions. And in that year, China's economy grew 5.2%. That is a bit better than Beijing's target of 5%. And for a lot of countries, it would be a great number. But not if you're China. 5.2% is the lowest growth recorded outside the pandemic since 1990. For more, here's Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak in Shanghai.
2023 started at the tail end of the country's first COVID wave. Once people recovered, they stopped scrambling for medicine and hospital beds and started traveling and dining out. That rebound didn't last. Sure, a lot of hotels and restaurants are still packed, but people are spending less on each trip and meal. Retail sales hit 7.2%, but keep in mind all figures are compared to a low base in 2022. That's when many parts of China were locked down. Exports picked up, but not enough to make up for the property slump. China's population shrunk by 2 million people last year to 1.41 billion, partly because parents don't want to have more children. It's less appealing to parents when you look at the youth jobless rate. It reached a record 20% last June, before the Chinese government stopped reporting youth unemployment. Officials say the calculations need to be adjusted for accuracy. It's not clear what changes have been made, but China has started to report the jobless rate among young people again. It's about 15% last December. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
A federal judge has blocked JetBlue's effort to purchase Spirit Airlines. The Justice Department had filed an antitrust lawsuit saying a merger would eliminate a low-cost carrier, which has been helping keep airfares down. Marketplace's Nova Sappho has more.
Federal District Judge William Young, a Reagan appointee, ruled that a merger between JetBlue and Spirit, the sixth and the seventh largest U.S. airlines, would substantially lessen competition. JetBlue won a bidding war for Spirit a couple of years ago, even though the budget carrier's leadership was skeptical the deal would go through for the very reasons the judge ruled against it. Spirit's leadership had originally wanted another low-cost carrier, Frontier, to purchase the company. The question now is whether JetBlue and Spirit will move on or appeal. The antitrust victory increases the likelihood that federal officials will challenge another proposed merger, the one announced in December between Alaska and Hawaiian Airlines. I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
All kinds of world records have been set in running recently. In part, that is thanks to something called super shoes. The BBC's Izzy Greenfield reports.
Super shoes. They use a new kind of technology made with a thick foam sole and a carbon fiber fitted plate. The plate is supposed to act as a catapult, so you get an extra boost in every step. They can make a lot of people go faster and a lot of money for the companies who sell them. It makes sense then that there isn't a major brand that doesn't have at least one version of the high-tech shoe in their range.
So we went to the US very early on, and equally now we're in China and obviously all across Europe and many markets that we're adding.
That's Alex Griffin from On. They're a Swiss company who started small but are now a huge global brand and have sold over 10 million pairs of shoes worldwide. How important are super shoes to his brand?
There's a lot of chat about carbon plates. We have a few shoes which have it in there, but equally it's sometimes not the be-all and end-all of the innovation. I think there's other ways of creating performance in products. So some of our technology actually is hindered by a carbon plate. Sometimes it's like the secret recipe is not always involved in a carbon plate, but sometimes it obviously is. I think going forward, that's just something we're keen to see. Is that the winning ingredient, or are there other ingredients which also help to make that super shoe, which is also, hey, back to innovation, that's the dance.
Super shoes are a premium product. Most of them start at a minimum price of $250, so they're not for every budget in what's traditionally been viewed as a cheaper sport to participate in. Some people, including athletes, think super shoes are making racing too easy, and governing bodies have been keeping an eye on them too. World Athletics updated their regulations around super shoes in January 2022.
They've completely rewritten everything.
Kellen Taylor is a professional runner and was the first US woman to win the New York Marathon last year. And of course, she was wearing super shoes.
If I had a choice, I think I probably would have been like, meh. Let's slow the roll a little bit, you know, and just kind of keep it honest and not have it be a race against who has the better technology. For a little while, I think that there were significant disadvantages for a few companies. People were losing races because they didn't have the technology. It wasn't because they weren't a better runner. It was because they didn't have the technology. For me, I don't like seeing that. I think that, you know, running is so pure. I think that it should be about who is the best, not necessarily who has the better tech.
It seems like the most intense rivalry in running right now isn't between the world's best runners, but what they're wearing on their feet. I'm the BBC's Izzy Greenfield for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.